Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Way We Parent podcast. This is Paula, your host, and we are in season 2, episode 4. Today, I have an amazing episode for you. I sat down with the lovely Nicole Amber. Nicole has a YouTube channel, also called Nicole Amber, used to be called Kids OT Help, and it's just got so much amazing information on child development, on parenting, but more recently Nicole has shifted towards talking more about conscious parenting, soul-aligned parenting, soul-aligned business, and all of that. So we had such a fun conversation. We had no agenda going into it other than to just talk about parenthood in general, and we had an amazing conversation. So I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. If you do like this episode and this podcast in general, as always, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps the page grow. And if you want to catch me and discuss this episode, I am on Instagram at Paula Morales McDowell. And you'll find all of that in the show notes as well. So without further ado, let's get with the episode. So Nicole, for starters, I was going to ask you to introduce yourself to the audience and what do you do?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm super excited to be here. So what do? I do a few things, but I'm a licensed pediatric occupational therapist. And I'm also a parenting coach. So a big part of my mission is supporting women in raising soul-aligned children. And I believe that happens once we have committed to doing our own healing, our own work, and becoming more intentional and aware of how we show up for our lives, for our businesses, for our partners, and for our families. So that's what I do. That is my passion.
That's amazing. Yeah. All of the above. I'm sure everybody listening is going, yep. I love that. I need that in my life. And if you don't know you need it in your life, you're going to learn. Yeah, I always say like kids are just this magical sort of sign from the universe that tell you, here's the things you need to work on.
Yes, they're the biggest mirrors.
Oh my goodness. Here's where you haven't healed yet. And, you know, And yeah. I love that. And so, yeah. So how did you get started? Cause I know you've had your YouTube channel for quite a while, right?
It has gone by so fast, but yeah, it's been about 5 years now, which is crazy. Yeah. It's been a minute. It was this beautiful evolution of obviously starting as a pediatric occupational therapist, working with kids and family closely, but really missing the of course I had compassion and empathy, but it's like a whole different level when you become a mom, right? Yep. It's like you can relate to other parents on a different level. And so then I became pregnant with my first, and I was faced with my own challenges. You know, we had a traumatic birth experience, and then all the things that sometimes happen in early motherhood with whether it's sleep deprivation or just, you know, managing or learning to adapt to your new role, mourning, you know, what was, finding gratitude for what is, but then also a lot of adjustments in your relationships, whether it is with your family, your partner, your friendships, like things have to shift, right?
Yeah.
And so just moving through motherhood and being faced with my own challenges, like my kiddos really birthed the start of my own personal journey, personal development journey. Because again, like you said, and like you kicked this off, it's like they are the mirrors. They show us where we have so much work to do. And we may come into this thinking, oh, I have this great plan and this is how it's going to go down. You are just shown, you know, it's like, you're going to learn to roll with all sorts of things. And so that started my path. And as I began YouTube originally with the intention of just helping to make motherhood easier for other mamas, tips, tricks on child development, really came the passion of, wow, this path, this commitment to constantly growing and becoming a better version of myself is not only incredibly impactful to me, but it's going to help change the trajectory of my kids' lives, because I'm going to approach parenting so much differently when I'm working on past wounds, limiting beliefs, all these things that are changing, you know, my lineage. And so when I had that profound awareness of like, this can not only shift their lives, but generations to come. And then you think about all of your kids' friends and how they interact, like this is the key to, in my opinion, to changing the world. I've this has been my mission ever since.
I totally relate to that. I really do believe like parenting is activism. Parenting is healing. Like it is, we have such an important role. And so, yeah, I totally relate. So for the people listening, how old are your kiddos?
Okay. So my oldest son, he's my only son. My son Kai is 5 and a half.
Nice.
He just started kindergarten and I'm just like, wow, that went so fast.
And he's your twin.
Yeah, I know. He's my twin. And I think Naya is going to end up looking more like dad, but yeah. Naya is the youngest and she just turned 10 months.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. And their bond is incredible. And you know, it's just, with everything, and I said this to you in a previous conversation we've had, but it's like the gift of hindsight after having, you know, moving through some of the most challenging times in motherhood in the early days with your first child, then again having another kiddo, there's like almost a peace that is within you because you're like, I've got this. Like, I didn't know what to expect the first time around. And yes, every kiddo's different, but I trust myself as mom. I trust my skills. I trust my ability to adapt and to get support if I feel I need it. And so it just feels like so much more of an exhale this time around. And I'm able to just roll with this without so much resistance this time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine. And I actually wanted to ask you about that because I'm a mom of one and we're not having our second just yet. If we are blessed to have a second. So as we've discussed, like so many people that I talk to, entering motherhood tends to be the thing that triggers us to kind of find our journey, right? Like find our path. And so I started on this path because I became a mom and so did many other people. And so, you know, it's that, you know, our first child really kind of shows us a lot, but I'm curious to know your second child, like what you've learned from that and how is it maybe her personality or just the way she is has shown you other things you needed to learn. Does that?
I love this question. Yeah. It's because I do believe it's like when we give birth to our kiddos, there's a rebirth that happens with us too. Right. Mm-hmm. And maybe our kiddo births a certain side to us, you know, that had always been within, but that hadn't been showing outwardly. And so, gosh, I'd say with Naya, it was so beautiful because different timelines. Like I hadn't started my personal journey, as we said, when I was pregnant with Kai, but so much focus was on healing and understanding the power of this healing while I was growing Naya. And so I would say so much of my, so much more confidence, so much more personal power, and so much more, what is a word? It's like determination, resilience. It's like this inner knowing, you know, it's like this trust, you know, before with Kai, it was like, I have to figure this out. And is this going to work? And what if I make this misstep? And I wanted everything to be so controlled and calculated. And I birthed Naya and it is just this inner knowing. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can't mess this up. I may take detours. I may take a long way around something, but there's this knowing that I'm in my power. I'm on my soul's path and I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And that has helped me enjoy this journey that much more.
Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. That's beautiful. It's like we have this idea of perfection, I think, when we go into parenthood, a lot of us do anyways, and you just want to do it all right. And it's rooted in love. Like, we love our kids. We want to do right by them, but you kind of do learn with time that there is no such thing as a perfect parent. And like, they also, you know, I really believe that they benefit and they learn from our imperfections and from the fact that we're learning too, and we're growing and we're making mistakes. And so I think it's all just so incredibly beautiful to see that growth.
I love that so much. And I'm like, so woo. And so I just to like take it up a notch. It's like, if you believe or subscribe to soul contracts, where it's like, you know, our kiddos chose us. And as you said, yeah, they're benefiting from all of this because much of their soul's path and mission is tied to how we show up for them and the lessons that they will learn through us, through our imperfections, through our strengths, through all of it. And when you hold just at least a little bit of compassion for yourself and knowing that even your missteps and your path to learning and evolving and growing is serving everybody, it just, again, allows you to have that much more grace for yourself and everyone else and to be able to just breathe and enjoy this journey, enjoy motherhood more. Yeah.
That's so amazing. What would you say has helped you along in your journey? I'm sure you've found lots of tools and, you know, people, coaches and things along the way. Is there anything that stands out to you that's helped you?
Yeah. You know, community has been huge, and a big part of the community has been my commitment to being mentored. I think that being around expanders, other women who are doing things that just, you know, blow your heart and your mind wide open in terms of possibility and what's available for all of us has been so pivotal in my growth and the pace of my growth, you know?
Yeah.
It's community, especially in motherhood, as you know, it's like getting around other people who resonate with and that can just really lift you up while you ride the waves has been huge for me.
That's so true. So you have a coaching program and it's called Raising the Conscious.
Yes.
And what can people expect from that? Like what, yeah, I mean, other than conscious parenting, right? Like, yeah. I know that's kind of broad, but how would you describe that?
So what I love so much about this program is it's twofold. One, it's a deep journey within. So we're really going to understand how we're operating, you know, as mom, as person in the world, we learn to kind of navigate our subconscious mind and shift conscious behaviors by untangling some of our subconscious thoughts and beliefs. Mm. And the big piece of this program that I think is profound and has really shifted how I show up as a parent and how other women who have taken this program show up is crafting a vision. Mm. Because having a vision and having a North Star of where you want to go, what you want to impart on your children in your journey in parenthood really helps you stay in alignment when things are fuzzy, when things get challenging. When you have that clear vision of how you want this to go 20, 30 years from now, what you want the relationship to look like, what you value, what you prioritize in life, then it makes the seemingly like mundane choices and decisions so much clearer. Mm-hmm. And you make them with so much more intention because you're like, yes, this fits beautifully into our family vision. This fits beautifully, or this feels very aligned for my kiddos and what they value and what lights them up. So it's getting really clear about all of these pieces and then building that roadmap from where we are to where we want to go. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the program, you just have this strength and it becomes almost innate. So you stop having to really think about it consciously so much and you start to embody some of these pieces that have always been within you that you value. But again, you're showing up for them more regularly and it just gets to be a part of the family. And I love that. It's been huge for me.
Mm. I could see that. I mean, I do think it's so helpful to have that, like you said, that clarity, because there's so much noise, right? Yes. The world is so busy and there's, if you're on social media, you have advice thrown at you from all kinds of places, and you have, you know, there's so much information at your fingertips, but that can also be incredibly overwhelming. And so I do think having that clarity is like, what do I want? Like, how do I want to be as a parent? And it helps you, look through, or navigate all the advice and all the little things, like you said. And it also doesn't seem as big of a deal. I think it's very easy, especially in early parenthood, when you have a little baby and it's like, everything is a big deal, you know, like every little thing they woke up so many times last night and oh my goodness, the world is over. Like everything seems so big. But then when you kind of can see, zoom out a little bit, it really just helps it become less intense, and you can kind of enjoy those little moments too, right?
Oh, you so nailed that. Yeah. I mean, we get, especially like, you know, first time mamas, it's easy to get sucked into that, right? Because you have other people like, is your kiddo doing this yet? And oh, you should check with your doctor. And we do, we get like inundated with other people's good intentions, but information overload.
Yeah.
On top of our own like healing journey. And we forget to, as you perfectly said, pan out. What is the big picture here? I'm prioritizing this moment of connection over analyzing, did my kiddo move the correct way? And is, you know what I mean? Do I have an innate trust that if something feels off, I will know, you know? So it's really tapping into that soul knowing, because we all come here so equipped, so able, and we sometimes lose our way with all of the noise, as you so beautifully put.
Right. Yeah. I love that. And I think that's something I also, you know, talk about a lot in my practice, is getting parents to tune back in to their intuition, tune out and tune in to themselves, because you really do know. And I think people get annoyed with me sometimes. They'll ask me a question. They'll be like, you know, is this normal that my kid is waking up like this or doing this? And I go, well, what do you think? And like, do you think it's normal? Do you feel there's something wrong? Right. And honestly, I really think that helps, because some people really like, sometimes you ask the question because you kind of already know it's normal, but you want confirmation that it's normal. And sometimes you're actually genuinely concerned. And so you already know, like you are asking the question, you already know what you think. Yep. And what you believe. And so I just wish we could all, and I firmly believe this is all a cycle, right? Like we've all been taught not to listen. And so we just learned that we shouldn't trust ourselves, right? And so I think it's so important to help our kids learn to trust themselves. What are some ways maybe you found to do that in your parenthood?
That's a really good question. You know, it's, I think, allowing our children to explore, kind of take the, you know, I sometimes use the analogy of like, this is our kids' playground, and us as parents act more as bumpers just to keep them from rolling into the gutter, you know, but right, they're going to take whatever path, meander, whatever way to the pins that is right for them. And so giving them that space to explore, to trial and error, letting them figure it out themselves. And I, you know, they absorb so much of our energy. So if our energy is that of, we trust them to explore and to engage in trial and error and asking these questions, like you said, that it's so simple, but profound. What do you think, you know, and giving them permission to be in their power instead of always trying to take it away or say, well, I believe, you know, little shifts like that make all the difference.
Right. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I know. It's so true. As you're saying that, then I'm like, huh, where am I stopping my son from? You know?
It's a question we keep asking, you know, it's ever evolving as we grow and as they grow. It's like the check-in, you know, which is another piece of the program. It's like assessing what's working, what's not working, what can we do differently, you know,
because, oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. We're always changing. We're always growing.
Yeah. Every time something happens, I think that's the beautiful thing is having that ability to just be able to stop and question and ask ourselves those questions, right? I mean, I can just think, I'm laughing at myself. Yesterday, I took my son to the beach and here's my kid who is crazy shy, who we go to the park, he sticks to my hip, right? Which is a funny, it's another trigger that I'm trying to figure, like, why does this bother me so much, right? So that's a whole other thing. But then I take him to the beach and we go in the lake, and this kid suddenly has zero fears, like zero. He's just running away from me in the water, laughing. He's like swallowing water and like choking, and he's laughing about it. Like, he thinks it's hilarious. Let me just keep. And I'm not a swimmer, right? So I'm like freaking out. And I was like, okay, this is not work. So I'm like now going back home going, what was that supposed to teach me? Like, I don't know.
See, but I love that you ask that question, you know, because so many of us like forget to just ask that question. And I think it's so beautiful because like even just sharing that story, I feel makes you feel like you're so not alone, because I can think of my son Kai is just like, oh my gosh, he has to talk to everybody. The 60-year-old, hey, how are you doing today? And I'm someone who's like, I would rather just like get where I'm trying to go,
right?
A polite wave. And it triggers me to no end. And I've had to sit with this, like, okay, so where can I open up? Right. And really I've had like this whole thing. And I mean, it's a rabbit hole, but going down to like not feeling safe being seen as a child and just really wanting to blend in when I never blended and I always stood out. And so reparenting myself that it is okay to be seen. It's okay for the spotlight to be over here. And Kai is a nice little mirror for me to clear some of this energy. Oh, it's your girl. You know?
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. And so we have the opposite kids for the opposite reasons, right? Yeah, that's it. And that's, I think that's a lot of what I've been investing in. It's like, huh, is there, you know, have these internal beliefs. It's like, you have to say hi to people. You have to be friendly when you go into a social situation. You have to interact with so-and-so and, you know, and then it's like almost this embarrassment of like, why are you not talking? Like, what's wrong? And somehow that reflects on me as a parent, like I've done something wrong. And I know it's just who he is. Like, I know it's his personality. He 100% takes after his father. They're both projectors too, by the way. If anybody's into human design, I know it's a bit woo for some of you, but you know, they're both projectors, so it makes sense. They're both observers. And yeah, it's just, you know, and it's at the same time, it's something I have to like literally remind myself of in that moment to be like, don't pass on your anxieties to him. Like, let him be who he needs to be, you know? So anyways, but that's just my one.
It's our work, but it's so beautiful. That awareness is everything though, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think that so much comes from that. And of course it's hard when to be aware of those little things, when you're worried about everything, when everything is this big deal. Like, why isn't my child meeting that milestone? And why aren't they doing X, Y, Z, right? And are they getting too much screen time and eating too much sugar? Like, there's so many things that we could be doing wrong.
Yes, exactly. It's endless.
It's endless. Yeah. Oh, I love that. I wonder too, I'm curious about your relationship with your husband. I mean, I definitely know for me and for most parents I talk to, I mean, your relationship really changes after having a child. I don't know if there's anything that comes up for you there.
Yeah. I mean, it was brutal after the first kid.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
You guys seem so sweet together and like loving.
It's been a lot of work and it continues to be a lot of work, but you know, I think again, going back to this being a theme here is, neither of us knew what to expect. And when it got hard, neither of us had the capability being in survival mode to pan out and see that this would not last forever. And without that skill, it made it really hard for us to look at us as a team, as opposed to I have needs that are not being met right now and it is about me and I cannot see your needs, you know? And so we really had to navigate that and we really had to allow ourselves space and time to heal fully. Like, you know, we talk about giving birth, this whole 6 week business, give me a break. Like, it literally took years for me to physically heal, to emotionally heal, and to really like feel grounded in my new identity and and how my relationships have shifted. And so, you know, Kai and Naya are about 4.5 years apart, and I would have never thought that I would have had that gap intentionally, but I am so grateful that we did, because we needed that much time for us to come back to each other, for us to do the work, for us to like really come back in that huddle of like, we are a team, we are a unit, we survived this. Okay, now we see this doesn't last forever. It is a chapter.
Right.
We can hold each other through this when we move through this again with the gift of hindsight. So yeah, it was not easy, but it happened for us. You know, I wouldn't be who I am today without those struggles, you know? And again, that was a big part of me going on my personal development journey too, really looking within and seeing, where do I need a shift? How am I showing up in this? So yeah.
That's amazing. I really, you know, I'm happy we're talking about this. I think it's so important to normalize that relationships are going to change, and that's okay. And that's, it's good. Like, you know, I think if you go into it expecting your relationship is going to stay the same from beginning to end, like, you're going to set yourself up for failure, because that's just not the case. I experienced like something similar. I mean, the first year was rough, you know. I mean, there was times I hated my husband, like, you know, so much resentment. But then you come out of it so much stronger if you're both able to work through that and put in the work. And of course, for some people, that doesn't work out. But yeah, it's just incredible what it does. And it just brings you a whole new perspective and a whole new appreciation for them as people.
Most definitely.
Oh my gosh, I just love that. It's just incredible what you can see. But I totally relate to that too. I think I'm also one of the few that kind of likes a bigger gap between kids. I just my son is 2 now, and I'm just starting to be like, babies are kind of cute. Like, there was no desire before this. And this is the person, like, my whole life I wanted a baby, right? Like, oh my God, I can't wait to have a baby. Oh my God. Like, I was obsessed. And then I had my son and I was enjoying that for the longest time. And all of my friends were getting pregnant again. And I was like, what? Like,
no, I'm good.
I was like, nah, I'm good. That doesn't sound interesting to me.
No, same. I thought that Kai would actually, Mike and I thought he would be an only child.
Oh, right.
We thought he would be an only child. And then the timing actually was like the serendipitous thing where we were starting to flirt with the idea, and we decided we were going to wait a whole nother year before trying, and accidentally got pregnant, but then miscarried. And then we decided, that's an interesting experience too, that, you know, I talk about my YouTube channel, but learning to hold each other in that, and not just, you know, me and that this, my body is obviously going through this, but there's this dynamic and both of us experienced this very differently. So learning to hold each other through that, but that was the catalyst to like, okay, we know we want a second kid, like, why, let's just get
married. Right.
So, and again, with all of this and every step in motherhood, if I could just come back to trust what's in front of you, trust that it is happening for you. Even the really challenging moments, there are lessons in it. There are growth opportunities if you choose to see it. It's not always sunshine and rainbows, but I would not trade the difficult moments for anything, because again, it makes us who we are. It makes us who we are.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think, yeah, I love that, you know, just trust what's in front of you. I always, one of my common things I say to people is parent the child in front of you. Because I believe that the mainstream kind of parenting narratives are very much rooted in fear. And it's always about, well, if you hold them too much, they're going to be spoiled. If you do this, they're going to, whatever. If you do this, they'll never learn, right? And so it's this fear, it's this control, as opposed to, this is the child in front of me, and this is what they need, and this is what they're asking for.
That's beautiful.
I know you're kind of nodding along to that.
Yeah. It's huge, because look, like with anything, no one tip, trick, whatever is going to fit every child. every kiddo is different. And then you add the parent dynamic. So you have a parent and a child, and it's so unique, you know? And so of course, yeah, it makes sense. Parent the child in front of you and trust yourself, because that's what it comes back to at the end of the day. Right. We've got to look inward, and we've really got to tune into that intuition as opposed to looking for answers outside of us.
Yeah, for sure. I think anything that we do in fear, it doesn't work out quite as well. Yeah. I don't know how to explain that as well as I have.
I hear what you're saying. It's fear is, it just elicits a different response, you know?
Yeah. And so you've also found, you know, obviously you've talked about this a lot in your, I know I've seen it in your socials and stuff, you know, a lot of success in your business. And I think that's something you coach people on that as well.
Yeah. I do coach women in business as well.
Amazing. How do you find the two interrelate? I mean, I'm guessing it's kind of super similar, but.
Yeah. So it's really all about, so for me, it was like me stepping into my soul alignment, right? Like how I got to where I am today was by taking the path less traveled when everyone else said, well, that's dumb, you know? But I had this deep knowing that where I wasn't right for me. Mm-hmm. And so the courage and the faith and the just starting to tune into my intuition and make these small steps at first, and then really get to a point where I collected enough evidence where I understood I am always supported. Mm-hmm. And all that I've done, and even the missteps and the lessons I've had to learn, I'm always supported. I'm here, I'm growing. And so me stepping into my own soul alignment was huge, a huge piece of me being the parent that I can be today to raise soul aligned children. And so really the bigger overarching mission is all that in all of this is that I want moms, women to be doing what lights them up, you know, mm-hmm. as a model to show their children. You can be successful when you are in alignment with your soul. You don't have to follow the tried and true path and do what society tells us we need to do to be deemed successful. Success right. can look so many different ways. And when I'm happy and when I'm lit up, I tend to be successful. And so I want that for you. And how better to show our kids than to model that for them day in and day out. Mm-hmm.
So great. Do you mostly work with moms in business? Yeah.
So I do all of my coaching and my programs right now are specific to women. I think that there's, you know, we talk about this dynamic in our journey of, you know, becoming mothers mm-hmm. and the shift in identity. There's something very unique. Of course, like, gosh, our dads, they're amazing. We honor them. But it's something specific to the women, right? And our journey becoming mothers and stepping into this identity and becoming a woman, you know, mm-hmm. there's not this specific rite of passage for us at any age where it's like, you are now deemed a woman.
Right.
You know? Right. And so I feel like that happens for a lot of us when we have our kiddos, you know, mm-hmm. when we step into this role as mom, it's like we let go of a lot of the little girl, a lot of the stories, the inner child, or at least we're made aware of it, right? Mm-hmm. And we can make that choice to start healing that and step into our womanhood. And so I love working with women.
Yeah, it's definitely, yeah, I think, I mean, it's definitely a different journey, partly because of our society and our culture and the way that women are still seen, right? And how our value is seen. And so, you know, I think so many of us grew up with the messaging that you need to be beautiful and you need to look a certain way and you need to not take up space. And, you know, there's so many stories that we have that come from patriarchy, right? Like that kind of, and so I really do think that that's part of the reason why motherhood changes as much, other than the fact that, I mean, if you are giving birth, and not everybody gets to motherhood that way, but if you have a giving birth, that's obviously just a huge transformation mm-hmm. physically and spiritually. But yeah, I think it's suddenly like you're faced with this, you know, dynamic of, on the one hand, I have everything that I've been taught that my value is XYZ based on my society. But then on the other hand, now I have this little human I'm trying to raise, and I'm starting to realize, like, maybe I'm a lot more powerful than I was actually told I was.
Oh my gosh, that is yes. I mean, that feels like the moment for me. I remember when Kai was very young, and that's what it was. It was like this, I moved from this people pleasing and like, okay, society, do you see me as good? And then I became a mom, and it was like, my job is to protect and guide and love this human at all costs. And so it was like, not even a thought. It was like, that requires me to step into my womanhood right now and my power. And I'm going to own my path, my life from this moment on. And truly, that's when I made the decision. I said, hey, look, I'm extending my maternity leave. And they're like, no, we need you back. I'm like, no, I'm not ready to come back. You know, it was when I was really like, no, it's time for me to own everything that I came here to own. And that set me on my path. So I feel that so much when you said that.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Yeah. That was exactly what happened to me. I didn't go back to work like when I was supposed to. I started a business that had zero, you know, I don't know. Like, it just made no sense. Everything made, like, I remember when I signed up to take the course that I took, my sleep certification. I remember the high I felt that day, because, like, so vividly, because it was just the craziest thing. I mean, you know, I paid for it with money I didn't have. Like, it made no sense. I was like, I'm on maternity leave. This makes no sense to spend this money. It makes no sense to start a business. Like, what are you doing? And it felt so right. And yeah, I really do believe, like, our kids just, it forces you to step out of that shy little girl, like you said, and come out as, you know, that tiger mom, that, like, you know, or mama bear, right? Like, you're just like, nope, it's about my kids now. And then but it's also about you, right? But it's all, it just becomes like, F what everybody thinks.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to, like, make a life here. I'm trying to raise a child. I'm trying to live my life.
Suddenly you don't have time for the BS. You don't have time to be inundated with everybody else's thoughts, opinions, approvals. It is like, I am here to raise this baby, and this baby birthed the side of me that has me step into my power fully. So here I am. Thank you. You know?
Yeah. And how humbling, right? Too, because I think that's a big part of it. I think people think confidence and that power means you know everything, but I think it's the opposite. I think it's when you start to realize you don't know everything, and you're able to have that self-compassion and that understanding, that's when you can really, you know, step into yourself. And you know, I think motherhood and just parenthood in general is so humbling, because you suddenly realize you didn't know shit. Excuse me, language. You're like, I didn't actually know anything. Right? And so then it's like, oh, okay, I didn't know anything, but, like, I still made it work. Like, I still got through it. Right.
Exactly. And then you have compassion for other people too, because you're like, oh, they didn't know anything either. You know, we're all just navigating this the best we can. But then all the more reason to step into your power and do what feels good for you, because there is no one authority that knows all things in all ways, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. When we kind of can let go of that perfectionism again. And we were talking about that at the beginning of this conversation, is that perfectionism is like, once you let go of that, it's so freeing.
Mm-hmm. The liberation. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, I love that so much. I mean, there's just so much there to, like, ponder on and go back and journal on.
Yeah, totally. Our work for today. Totally.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like I said, it's a work in progress. You guys, like, you know, by no means am I, you know,
none of us
are perfect. Like, none of us.
Yeah.
And that's, I think,
one journey of growth.
Right.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
Keep it from getting boring. I mean, how boring would it be if we knew everything? You know, that wouldn't be too fun. So.
Yeah. And loving those differences too. I think that's the other thing I love about parenthood, is you really start to learn. I remember in high school, doing those, I think we did an assignment once. It was like that nurture versus nature thing. Mm-hmm. And you kind of have these ideas, right? But then when you have a kid, you realize, no, there's a lot of nature there. Because like, I did not make my child this way. Like, totally. You know, or you have a friend.
Exactly. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Like they are who they're going to be. Right. I mean, I was just hanging out with a friend the other day whose kid is the opposite of mine. Like he was jumping up off, you know, off the furniture and like super friendly, like super busy. And my kid is sitting there like attached at my hip, terrified. And I'm like, we're not, you know, we've very similar parenting styles. Like I really don't believe either one of us created that.
Right.
It just is
the soul. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And it just really teaches you that. I think that also allows you to have that compassion for yourself.
Yep. It's very true. Well, and then you just look at siblings, you know, raised in the same household, but they turn out a lot of times very different, you know? So, yep.
Right. And you're like, oh, I'm not this way because of
exactly
whatever.
Exactly.
So beautiful. I mean, I love that so much. So, and your YouTube channel, by the way, I was going to mention, I was watching your YouTube channel before I became a mom. I actually remember specifically watching your tummy time tips. the tummy time videos. And I just remember watching that before I had my son and just, you know, trying to prepare for all the things, and they were really helpful. So thank you for that. And so, yeah, if you guys want to, I mean, obviously, Nicole talks a lot about conscious parenting and all of that, but you also have a lot of just really practical child development things.
Yes. The channel is filled with a lot of that because that is how it started and up until recently has been. So you will find hundreds of videos on child development if you are so looking for that.
Yeah. By the way, I love the, like, I've learned more. I love the field of occupational therapy. You guys are like jack of all trades. Like, I mean, it's such a, you know,
we're a potluck. Right. Yeah. We are a potluck. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a really fun career. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. That's kind of one of my things. Like if I could go back, I would probably have gone, like if I knew, I feel like I didn't know what OTs were growing up. Yeah. And well, I don't think
most people still don't.
A lot of people still don't. And then now I find myself constantly referring back to like OTs and being like, oh, an OT would be able to help you with that.
But how beautiful, because I feel like you've picked up so many of the skills and how great that you can forge your own path. Like you can still learn these skills that are super valuable, have your own business and help your clients without needing that degree or license per se. So.
Mm. I think that's so important too. I think that our society is really moving away from needing the paper, right? Yes. Like, oh, and I finished community college as an early childhood educator. And so that was something definitely for a long time. I felt like, oh, that's not enough. Like you don't have a degree. You're not smart enough. You're not like, you know, but at the end of the day, like there's people who have all the degrees and they're miserable. Yeah. Like it doesn't really add up to success.
No, it doesn't. And yeah, like you said, there are people who have all the degrees and all the, you know, letters after their names, but are really hard to learn from or be around, you know, like our energy and the way we communicate has so much to do with how much we can impact people, right? Like that connection is so very important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a good point. Right. Yeah. It's like the people skills and the ability to relate.
Relationship.
How do you think your understanding of child development and like your background has helped you in this journey? Do you feel like it's helped you coming from that background?
You know, yes, it has. I see it almost as it can be a hindrance because it was almost like you knew too much. And so you're overanalyzing everything. And I feel like I did that more with Kai, you know, first baby, like, yo, I'm right there in it. Like, okay, where's the milestone chart? Where are we at? And let me help you get here. And even with that, looking back, I was like, I don't know that I helped this kid that much at all. Like, he was on his timeline.
He just did it anyway.
He just did it. He was a late crawler. He was a late walker, but he did all the things. And I'm watching Naya now, and she's actually following a very similar trajectory to Kai. She's a late walker. And I'm over here just leaning back. I'm like, I'm going to watch you, girl. Like, if I see you go way off the tracks, I'll help you. But like, I'm not going to be in here being your therapist every day. I know you got this. We're going to play. We're going to do the normal things, but I'm not going to go and do all the extra because I trust you're going to do all the things when you're supposed to do all the things. And if something's wrong, I will know it. And other than that, let's just have fun and enjoy each other. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like, I can't, the amount of times they say that to people, like, please just trust development, trust Mother Nature, and there will be red flags when serious things come up, and there's times to support your child through that. But, you know, they like,
most of the time they are fine. It's just how it goes.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We're here for the ones that need a little bit of support, but it's like you said, it's crazy to zero in and focus in so much on the what if that tends to be such a small, you know, bit of the population. Chances are your kiddo is going to develop beautifully. Mm-hmm. Whether that is right on time or a little bit later or a little bit earlier. And so keep coming back to, more than anything, please just enjoy this journey, because
love them, know, they nurture them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, because that's what this is about.
Mm. Yeah. I felt that way with speech. Mm-hmm. And I actually remember this was one of the times I was proud of myself, because I stood in my power in a way. It was his 12-month appointment, and the doctor, I did not like her. She was a new doctor, or like new to me doctor, and she told me, you know, she's like, how many words does he have, whatever. She's like, he should be having more words by now. And I was like, well, he has like 2 words, but then like, I'm like, he also signs. Mm-hmm. So that's she's like, well, that doesn't count. And she's like, when he signs, you should make him say it. And I was like, okay. And she's like, we'll reevaluate at 15 months. And I was like, I don't like you, because I knew, I mean, part of it, you know, obviously I'm an ECE, and I know like 1A for anybody listening, sign absolutely does count because it's communication. Yeah. Yeah. But 2, I just knew in my heart, like, he is doing great. Like, he can understand me. He can make his needs known. I knew he was fine. And now I have a 2-year-old who says full sentences. And like, I knew that, like, I honestly, like, And that's not to say that sometimes those little checklists can be helpful for some kids, but we need to be able to find that inner knowing. Like, there's other pieces where I might be concerned, but in this situation, I had zero, like, I wasn't concerned. I was like, no, like, we need to listen to parents more.
Yeah. Oh, 1,000%. I mean, yeah, that is a whole conversation for another day, but how beautiful would it be if, our doctors, our therapists, our nurses, when we came in for a checkup or whatever else, asked the question, well, what do you think? Or how do you feel about this? our intuition before they bombard us with what it is that they think. Because with all the good intentions that, you know, everyone has, or most people have, we've been taught to defer. Mm-hmm. And not that this is a collaboration, and first and foremost, primary, we should be listening to the parents. They have the closest interaction with this child. They know this child in and out.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that there's a lot of room for growth in the medical field.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
But even just asking the question, do you have any concerns?
Yeah.
Like, do you feel there's something up, like, you want me to check on? And sometimes parents do, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're like, nope, I'm good.
Right.
We're good. We're just here for, you know, our shots or whatever it is that you need to do, and let us go on our way. There is a lot of room for growth. But again, that just goes back to learning how to trust ourselves, because that gives you the ability to be confident enough to say, no, I'm good, thank you.
Exactly.
I'm good. Like, you know, but if you're questioning yourself, then it becomes much harder. And then I think it's so easy to then, like, I could have, and that's what part of my thought was, like, it wasn't even that, huge. Like, she wasn't sending me to speech therapy at that point or anything, right? But my thinking is, someone who isn't as secure or isn't as, I guess, knowledgeable or whatever, would easily fall into a spiral of like, oh my God, what's wrong with my child? Oh my God, I haven't been talking to them enough. Oh my God, I need to read all the books. Now let's force them to sit on my lap and read all the books. And I could see how that can spiral.
Yeah. Well, and that's the blessing of us having our background is, because, yeah. with this, really and truly, we've been trained more in this section than a lot of doctors have. Doctors go to seminars, they may learn, like, you know, have a day or two, maybe a week, I don't know specifically, but like this area, we've had a whole semester on, you know, pediatric development. And so we can
really, and clinical experience.
Yeah, clinical experience with the kiddos and seeing kids left and right. And this is what we do all day. Yeah, our opinion should absolutely be valued. And like you said, having that confidence to have that conversation with the doctor, because most doctors in that case will say, yo, I defer to you. That's beautiful. I'm glad. But you have to have that ability to have, you know, initiate that conversation, or yeah, or just to know, you don't even have to have this background, but you just say, I feel very confident in this. And the moment that something feels off, doctor, I promise I'll be back. Right now, I'm not worried. So how do you want to proceed with that?
Yeah. And sometimes it does mean, unfortunately, and this is what I hear a lot from my community, is just saying, okay. And then just kind of not listening. Cause you know, like, I've had so many families who've told me their doctors have said they have to sleep train their babies, or they have to do whatever that doesn't feel right to them.
Right.
And instead of arguing, they'll just be like, okay, let's just go home and do whatever they want anyway.
Resistance, but it would be nice to have someone on your team who you're aligned with, you know.
That's the ideal. And it's difficult for some people because it's just there's a lack of access.
Exactly.
But if you could find a medical provider that aligns with you, I think that's huge. And I think that goes for anything. I even say to people all the time, if you're going to go to therapy, you don't have to settle for the first therapist you find. Like, not all therapists are the same.
Right. And not like, all of them are a fit for your kid or for you, you know. And if it is a lack of access, then I really encourage people to not be shy about setting boundaries, because, you know, yeah, we could just say, okay, whatever, and go home and do what we want to do. But at some point, it's like an energetic drain to either be lectured to constantly on something that you just don't believe in, or you're just not going to do. So having the courage to say, like, I really appreciate your intention here, but this is a no for me, you know? So at least you can feel good when you go into the office and not feel like you're going to be bombarded with something that doesn't feel aligned. So.
Yeah, that is true. That is an energetic drain. Mm-hmm. And I think I've heard some parents say that they'll bring like actual evidence, like paper, like research to the doctor and be like, hey, have you heard about this? Which, I mean, hey, I love that. I think, you know, because again, I always say this to people, and I think people think I probably hate doctors, and I really don't, but I just think nobody is infallible. And I think we tend to look at doctors that way. And I think it's important to understand that they're humans and they cannot possibly know everything.
Right.
And sometimes they might just not know. They might have been trained 20 years ago. And this is just what they've been told. And then you can say, like, hey, have you heard of this new thing? And they can go evaluate it for themselves. So
it's so true.
That's also really true.
Yourself is just like so very important at the end of the day, you know,
absolutely,
for yourself and for your kiddos. Yep.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So many gems today. I feel like there's lots of little gems there. So I really appreciate you coming to chat with me today.
Thank you for having me. It's been so much fun.
Ah, yeah, of course. Thank you. Lots of aha moments there. Can you tell people where they can find you and what can they find you?
Yeah. So you can find me, Nicole Amber, on basically all the main platforms. So Facebook, Nicole Amber. My first name spelled a little different, so you'll have to check it out in the show notes.
Yeah.
N-A-O-L-E. Instagram is Nicole.Amber, and YouTube, you can search Nicole Amber and you will find me as well.
Cool. And is there any message you would like to leave our listeners with?
No, it seems to be the theme today, but I just want you to trust yourself because you are so capable. You are so powerful. Your kiddos knew exactly what they were doing when they chose you. So enjoy this. Yeah. Mm.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. All right. Well, we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed that episode as much as I did. If you enjoyed it, please go on iTunes and give us a review so that others can find us and share it on your socials. Join me on Instagram at Paula Morales McDowell and keep the conversation going. What did you love? What questions do you have? Who do you want to hear from next? Catch you next week.